Hello there, my name is Keith. Welcome to Confidence in Obedience. In this episode, I will be sharing with you what it means to know Christ and how we can walk in our obedience to Him. Stay tuned to the end as I will also be sharing 4 Bible-proofing tips that I believe can help you in your obedience to Christ. Let's first establish what it means to know a person. According to dictionary, knowing a person means developing a relationship with them through meeting or spending time with them. It also says being familiar or friendly with the person. To make it simple, to know a person is having a relationship with them that creates a form of interaction that helps us to understand and know the person better. This interaction has to be frequent because the more frequent it is, the better we understand and grow in our relationship with the person. Whether it's a romantic relationship or unromantic relationship, there has to be an interaction that leads to a deeper understanding. The same is true with knowing Christ, except that the people we know on this earth or we have relationship with on this earth, they will disappoint us, they will betray us, and they will leave us. But Jesus will never leave you. He will never disappoint you. And He's not like man. He's God. So He doesn't keep or hold our wrongs against us. The book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 tells us that God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Before you and I even got to know Him, He loved us. He came down on this earth. He went through all of the sufferings just to maintain a relationship with us. Now that we know what it means to know a person, let's dive into how can we know Christ. The Bible lays out a lot of ways we can do that, but I want us to look at 4 that you can start with. The first one is admit to God that you are a sinner. Knowing Jesus starts with confessing that you are a sinner. And as the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 10, no one is righteous, not even one. Further in verse 23 of the same chapter, the Bible says that we have all fallen short of God's glorious standards. So we need to confess to Him we are sinners, which shows that we are sorry for our sins. It is important because if you cannot admit that you are a sinner, then Christ is not for you. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 32 that He has not come for those who are righteous, but those who are sinners and need to repent. If you claim to be righteous, you will be harming yourself and stopping the power of God from transforming your life. I encourage you to admit to God that you are a sinner, which is true, and you know that, so His great sacrifice through Jesus Christ can set you free. Now that you have admitted that you are a sinner, that leads us to tip number 2, which is to accept Christ. Accepting Christ means declaring that He is Lord and Savior over your life. The book of Romans chapter 10 verse 9 tells us that if we openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, then we will be saved. You cannot know Christ and not believe that He died to save you. The primary reason He came to this earth is to set you free from the power of sin. Proclaiming Jesus as your Lord and your Savior means freeing yourself from the power of sin. Let's move on to tip number 3. Tip number 3 is choosing to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus has not just called us to believe in Him. More importantly, He has called us to follow Him. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, Jesus says clearly that anyone who wants to be a follower must first give up their own way, take up their cross, and then follow Him. If you desire to truly know Him, you must be willing to do these things. This is where action comes in. It goes beyond just believing. It has to do with taking action. You can believe Christ to the last degree, but if you do not take up your cross, give up your own way, and follow Him as He has instructed you, that would just be a waste of your time. Action is key to our faith. That shows that we trust Him more. Therefore, I encourage you to show how much you believe in Him by giving up your ways, taking up your cross, and following Him. Our final tip, tip number 4, is to allow the Spirit of God to transform you. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 let us know that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Now that you have confessed your sin, you have accepted Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you have made a decision to follow Him, you are a new creation in Him. It's time to allow the Spirit of God to manifest His power in your life. In the Gospel of John chapter 14 verses 15 to 17, Jesus says, "If you love Me, obey My commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him, but you know Him because He lives in you now and later will be in you." God lives in us through the Holy Spirit, and once we accept Him, we no longer have to live as everyone else. We must live as children of God in obedience to His will for our life. If we were used to living our own way, we have to give in to His way. We have to allow Him to take full control of our life. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19, God is asking us not to quench the Holy Spirit. Confessing our sins, accepting Christ, and choosing choosing to follow Him is setting ablaze the fire of the Holy Spirit within us. But it is also possible to quench this fire. That can happen through our disobedience to Christ. That is why we have to engage in the things of the Spirit. There are a few things I would like to recommend for you to start up with. That will include first finding a Bible-believing church and becoming a part of it. I also encourage you to attend Bible study. Find a friend that you can study the Word of God with. Bible study is my favorite part because I get to ask questions and I learn a lot. Make it a daily habit of recharging your life with the Word of God and pray at all times. That is very important. The Bible even stresses the importance of us praying at all times. Do your best to obey the teachings of Christ, and when you fall short, run back to Him and ask for forgiveness and repent. You must always pray against temptation because the devil is basically trying to get us to fall into temptation, to distance us from our Lord and Savior. You can check out this video on the screen somewhere here, there, that talks about us taking pride in our identity in Christ and living out our identity in Christ. The link will also be placed in the description. In case you have questions, you can also contact us through our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Confidence in Obedience. Our email and WhatsApp contacts are in the description, so please check it out. Please do not forget to subscribe, like, and share. Together, let's boldly trust and obey God. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode.